Lesson 46.
Necessity and obligation.
Obligation. Liable.
Number 775. Must I?
Number 776. You mustn't.
Number 777. You needn't.
Number 778. I have to.
Number 779. You should.
Number 780. You're expected to.
Number 781. He should have.
Number 782. I need.
Number 783. You don't have to.
Number 784. There's no reason to.
Number 785. We're not liable for.
Hey, Joanna, why aren't you ready? It's almost 7 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Paolo. I'm not going. I have to study.
But you can study later. Don't you want to go?
No, not really. I don't like dinner parties.
But what can I tell the Crawfords?
Tell them I'm sick.
But you aren't sick. Come on, Joanna. I don't like to lie.
And I don't like to go to dinner parties.
Hello, Simon. Have you seen Ali this afternoon?
No, Zahra. Why?
Oh, dear. I can't find him anywhere. I thought he might have gone to the fair. I've looked all over. I don't know what to do. He should have been back an hour ago.
Don't worry, Zahra. Probably he's visiting a friend and forgot about the time.
But an hour and a half? That's not like him. He could have had an accident.
Yes, he could have, Zahra, but he probably didn't. Did anything happen this morning? What were you talking about before he left?
His birthday party. It's all he talks about lately.
Is it possible you said something to upset him?
I must have. I know he was upset because we haven't received Mr. O'Neill's reply to our invitation. And?
And?
And because we haven't invited Mr. Yamamoto.
Anything else?
No. He left the house right after that. I suppose I should have called you earlier.
Zahra, I'm sure there is nothing to worry about. He's probably on his way to the fair to see Mr. O'Neill. Or else, he's with Mr. Yamamoto.
Oh, wait. Here he is. And Mr. Yamamoto is with him. You were right, Simon. He must have gone to Mr. Yamamoto's.